Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Folks on the other side of the fence had their own to get together. They had their own get together in Long Beach, calling it the Michael Vick Animal Awareness Day. Dogs were the VIPs at the Long Beach Armada baseball game, and anyone trading in a Vick t-shirt or jersey received free admission to the game. Dog owners also encouraged to use Vick apparel as pooper scoopers and wee-wee pads. They had that competition on the, you ever listen to the Don and Mike Show team on the...
I haven't listened in a while.
They had a big, extra, extra large Michael Vick jersey on Friday.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of dogs come down, and whichever dog did its business first on the jersey, they got a big prize.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm. So creative.
I'm not so much a Tom Sullivan guy, kind of more with the potty humor.
Okay.
Big surprise.
That bitch!
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
Hey, hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I think you're a little hard on that guy who was offering to tag the train for you. Because he broke one of your rules.
Oh, but, you know, there are a few rules. There are very, very few that we have on the show, and we got to stick with them.
Rules are rules, parts is parts.
You know, whatnot, you guyses, and
is it me?
And then also having a nickname.
Right.
That's all. Less than five.
It would have sounded too formal. What would you want him to say? Hey, Don, I am offering to tag the name of you two on a train.
Yeah,
that would have been acceptable.
That's pretty much it.
That's a little stilted and formal, I think. I think the way he said it. Hey,
what if he said it? What if he said, hey, I'll tag your nickname on the side of
it? I tell you what, when you're doing your radio show, how about you talk to your listeners that way and see if it works out for you?
Okay.
Okay. And how about this, Stane? How about he just says your guy's name? You can just say that.
Yeah, that would be acceptable because we let that go earlier.
Ray? Hey, Ray, is that your name? Joe's put your name up, Ray?
No, I don't have a name.
Well, it says Ray, but still, you're the guy. May I ask him, you ever played in the Super Bowl?
Ray?
Yes.
Answer the question. You ever played in the Super Bowl, son?
No, I've never played in the Super Bowl.
Bye!
There you go.
Neither have I. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's nice to say that, though, like Theismann.
Hello.
Warm and effusive is your parents. It's not that they don't care. It's that they're real different in how they deal with life. And all you do...
Who are we listening to here?
I don't know.
What
are you doing? What are you playing for us?
You gotta learn something. Listen.
And what you're not getting, they raised her. They're doing the wedding. This is the limit.
Is that Roseanne? Who is? No. Is that someone we should know?
I don't recognize.
You think of it?
Don't marry her because you're just gonna hurt her.
Well, it's obviously one of those stupid advice shows.
Mm-hmm. What are you playing, sir? Come on, explain it.
Listen.
No, we're not doing that anymore.
Dr. Laura, going to teach you something. Yeah, baby. This is Don and Mike, Dr. Laura.
Oh, Dr. Laura. Dr. Laura. Okay, thank you.
Everybody's trying to help today. We have a lot. It's Helping Tuesday.
What?
I am Dr. Laura. Teach him something, doctor.
Why don't you go write our name on our forehead?
In that graffiti style. Tagger.
Hello.
I want to speak to Buzz.
Go tag Dr. Laura for us.
She comes out the next time she's on the TV, she's got a big old balloon letter, D&M, on her forehead.
Why don't you go tag that big bush of hers?
Oh, yeah.
For those naked pictures.
Oh, those naked pictures. That was huge.
She's like a bush baby.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, what are you doing? Yes, the amazing rainforest of Dr. Laura.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to speak to Buzz.
I'm here, sir. What can I do for you?
Buzz, I'm in gay love with you.
No, you're stealing the other guy's thunder there.
That's been done.
That's Jorge's.
Just let the magic happen.
I know. The guy was trying to do, like, sounds.
Yeah, didn't work.
No.
Jorge's your only one, right?
I'm a one-man man.
There you go.
You could pull it off if you said you weren't gay for Buzz if you had, like, a man crush on him.
Sure.
Like I do on Peyton Manning.
Right. But ease into it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes for all aspects of it.
Don't be scary.
You want to ease into it at the beginning and certainly ease into it at the end.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You don't want to hurt anybody.
That's all about the butt.
You really don't want to hurt anybody, and if you don't ease in,
you will.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had a chance to see that commercial the guy was talking to you about on Friday for the All Brand.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you know, speaking of BM.
Mm-hmm. We have seen
it. Guess how big it is.
All right.
This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Guess how big it
is. Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Yeah, I saw the commercial, and the guy was not kidding us. It is about eating this cereal and then having poops that are as big as trees that are being cut down.
And a guy with a dump truck in back of him, and the it's fantastic.
I-beam falls out of a hole.
Makes you want to go out and buy the cereal.
I was laughing crazy. My wife thought I was nuts. I said, you have to know the background from Don and Mike, but it was funny.
That's right. Nothing's funny unless we say it is, my friend.
We give it our our stamp of approval. Go out and buy yourself a case of Colon Blow.
Mike, here is more exclusive audio from Alberto Gonzalez.
Ah, wonderful. And he resigned yesterday, and we got his secret tapes.
Adios, senores.
Known to his friends and colleagues in the Justice Department as Speedy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
He who has speed. Hello.
He who is without slowness.
He who has FTD man-style wings coming out of the side of his head. He who is fleet of foot.
He who is faster than a speeding bullet.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Is this the original How You Doing guy?
Aiden?
No, not even close. So. And he's calling like from the middle of a rec room, too.
This is a copycat How You Doing guy?
Aiden.
What?
Aiden.
I'm not sure whether this is Helper Tuesday or Copycat Tuesday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I know this, Mike. It's Friend Tuesday.
Friend Tuesday.
Friend.
I couldn't agree more.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But it's not Monkey Tuesday.
Hey, I have a good website for you guys.
Yes, buddy.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, it's www.itsjustchocolate.com.
All right, thank you very much, Buzz. Will you go there and see if it's?
I love chocolate.
I'm almost afraid.
Is it the kind?
Who doesn't like chocolate?
Is it the kind of chocolate? Is it the kind of chocolate we like, honey?
Hope not.
Oh, hold on. Wait till Buzz goes there.
Oh dear, you're a bad girl, aren't you?
It might be a new go-to site that we give people.
Do I click enter or exit?
Enter. Enter, Buzz.
There it is.
Oh,
it's another one.
Hey, that's good. Honey, that's good. That's better than scatlover.com.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Guys, it's just chocolate.
Oh, that is good. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's the brand new unofficial message board site of the show.
Oh, God.
And the website is, what is it, I Love Chocolate?
No, it's just chocolate.
It's
wow.
Just
you're a
chocolate.
You're a very bad girl.
I know.
I think you're wonderful. Thank you, honey.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye.
Honey. Hey, I think you're wonderful, honey.
You are wonderful.
Thank you. You're taking us to a website where everybody's covered with chocolate.
Your erotic website.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just chocolate.
Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, is it just me or does Dr. Laura in the living look like Kemi Faye Baker did close to death?
It's just you.
I was going to tell him that he was actually pretty close.
Yeah.
She does get more Skeletor-like every time I see her.
Yeah, she does. Someone really... She's another one. Give her a sandwich.
You think she's got that thing she had when we saw that old picture of
that
her?
That bush?
Way back when?
No.
Really? Nothing.
I bet it looks like your chin or my chin. Just the stubble.
God.
And the stubble from our goats.
Nasty!
It's a little gray.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Nasty.
With a pimple or two.
Oh, God. Ingrown.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Are you kidding me? Hello, Don and Mike Show. You need a pair of pliers to go down there.
Oh,
pull out Dr. Laura's ingrown hairs.
You just pulling it. We'll just keep coming and coming and coming.
like
a tapeworm.
Pulling out a piece of wire.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. Like, most of the length would be below the surface.
Yeah, like a string on the top of a bag of dog food.
And then when you finally get it out, it's got a head on it. Like an alien.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, I was inside Dr. Laura. What are you doing?
Right. Oh, the root. Oh, man. Nasty.
Hello.
It would look like a little tennis ball on the end of it.
Root of vagine.
Little wax tennis ball.
Hello.
Now I'm grossing myself out.
Hello there. The Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, my friend.
I went to the state fair here in Sacramento to meet you guys at the Nazi booth. I spoke to you a while back. You were supposed to meet me there, and you never showed up.
Yeah, the air travel, I have to tell you something. Air travel in the United States, you can blame it on that. We tried connecting through Denver, then San Francisco, then down to Long Beach on JetBlue, and then we finally made our way to Sacramento, but we were too late for
the
fair.
But don't worry, Grant Napier will be monitoring the KHTK Nazi booth at the California State Fair this weekend.
We look forward to seeing you.
Bye-bye.
We had a 6-hour layover in Davis.
Nice.
Hello there. The Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi. I got a good website for you.
I think we probably have already.
Yeah, we, this could be ours.
Kind of hit the mother
hours of that. Yes.
I try meat spin.
God, you know, when you sit there and you take that stick and you go into that part of the water and then you like stir it around and you don't know what's going to come up. They're starting to surface now. They're starting to come to the surface and all the bass haven't eaten them yet.
You don't want to lick the frosting off those beers.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh, dear.
Mom's making a cake.
Oh, dear. Nasty. And after our 6-hour layover in Davis, we couldn't even get our rent-a-tractor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Francisco?
You know, you go ahead and you laugh. You ever been to the airport in Davis? Right there it says Hertz.
Right.
Avis. John Deere.
Absolutely. They have a wonderful rental program. Everybody that rents a car for at least 2 days gets a free hat.
Davis. Hello there. International Airport.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Ed, Don and Mike there.
Hi.
Hey. Don and Mike?
Yes, we said yes. It is us.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
You know, you have this tendency because you're so nervous with this routine that you've written that you're throwing like an extra word in. So you
okay. Now he's
all right.
He said something awful about Buzz's anus.
But in answer to your question, sir, yes.
Oh, God!
Well, since nobody,
he's a fag.
Since nobody could hear the question,
you are accommodating. Man, you are accommodating.
God.
Accommodating.
The man made a request, and sir, if you're wondering, Radio Land can't hear it, but the answer is in the affirmative. Yay.
Spread them, Buzz.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Why not go to that website as long as you're doing that, huh?
Naughty little show today. Yeah. Very, very naughty.
Danger. I hope no children are listening.
Hey, you know something?
What, son?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
That's highly disturbing.
It sure is.
Highly disturbing. That was your old radio name, wasn't it? Highly disturbing.
When I did AOR.
Oh, it's highly disturbing.
Classic rock.
Welcome to the cafe. Hope you enjoy yourself on the highly disturbing show.
Porsche Fox is rocking your box.
Oops, I'm sorry.
What?
Sure is.
That was Porsche Fox rocking your box.
What? Porsche Fox.
I don't know. It was supposed to be this. But never mind, that's not even like real rock and roll. That's Genesis. Blech.
Right. And usually, you know, you don't always do a talk-up on AOR,
no,
too.
No, you know? I'm looking for anything on here that would be... Oh, here you go. Hold on, I got it. 15. Hold on. What was the name again?
The Highly Disturbing Show.
Hey, 98 Rock. And you always got to say this, too.
Right.
It's Highly Disturbing. 96... Station that rocks.
On the People Station.
God damn it, I'm stupid.
You were looking for another record.
Yeah, let me just take this out and
for safety.
Make sure that I don't lose it. So that now I know.
I hope we didn't need that.
Me too.
What was that?
I don't know.
I see 2007 on it.
What's the date on that?
It's recent.
It's the Daily Audio from 31 July.
How about that, though? Huh? Look at that.
Boy, out of that.
Pretty good.
You were strong.
Like the moon last night.
That was the Daily Audio from 31 July, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Day we're living infamy.
We'll never know what was on there.
What was my name again?
Highly Disturbing.
How are you? Two for Tuesday. Highly Disturbing. Let's get the lead out. Let's rock. 96, you only rock once, baby. Keep rocking. 96, one to rock. I'm Highly Disturbing.
Highly Disturbing Show.
It's Highly Disturbing in the morning.
Call now, get the first 10 people to get Highly Disturbing bandanas.
Yeah, baby. Knowing the day I was born. That's another one that you can just put in a box with Genesis and just throw out at sea somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as I have my separation hearing it, I can enjoy it.
We should take
Lonesome George.
We should take George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers and Genesis and put them all in Davy Jones' locker and toss them off a boat.
Oh, I could name so many more artists that I'd like to do that to.
There's a silver lining to this CD, Don. Even though you destroyed it, I have another copy of Sean Kingston's Beautiful Girls at Home.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, that was on that desk.
Yes, it was.
Suicide, dude.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
There is nothing on... I'm just looking at this particular
Death
disc.
Death of a petroleum product.
There is nothing on this disc that rocks at all. On the Highly Disturbing Show.
Wow.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello there. My name is Crazy Charlie, and I'm playing the Bendabino. Highly Disturbing. Rico. Suave. On the Highly Disturbing Show. I eat a bean burrito in the morning. I like.
Now we're really going down that
That's
old road.
That's a long time ago.
Charlie and Harrigan.
Charlie Brown, Irv Harrigan, and Highly Disturbing.
Before we got ahead of break.
Yes.
Here's more of the press conference. Alberto Gonzalez.
Hello, pussycats. I'm coming up for the cheese.
Oh yeah? I just like to see you trying.
Here, camarados, there's plenty more. Okay, pussycats, here I come again. Arriba, 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 arriba. Are you nervous, pussycat?
Yep.
He was, I'm remembering, a very significant part of my childhood where that was my favorite cartoon character.
Yeah. Arriba, arriba, arriba.
Now I know why.
It all comes back to me. Who didn't like Speedy Gonzalez?
Sure. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he was the rat with the big sombrero and the big ass
and the big bandito. He had a little bandolier on him. You know, he was fantastic.
And fast.
He was so fast.
Very fast.
Who was his lover?
His lover?
Didn't he have like, was it just his show?
I think it was Bozzito, the great Bozzito.
It was way ahead of his time. His lover was Foghorn Leghorn.
They didn't talk
Arriba,
about it,
arriba, andre, andre. Right. Fantastic.
That bitch!
Oh, hold on, that's the wrong tape. That's right next to this one.
Adios, señores.
So happy. So wonderfully happy, unlike our current attorney general.
Listen, we got to talk fantasy football. We got to talk National Geographic. And we've got to talk naked women from 0 to 90.
Oh, really?
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.